Hello, and welcome to the Narrator's Minicast for October. I'm your host, Andrew Orvidal. I don't have any spooky stories for you, but I have the next best thing. I have three shocking stories. I have three true hilarious stories, which, for lack of a better term, you could call X-rated. Your first story comes from a filthy and hilarious comedian who I've known for my entire comedy career. He runs Denver's longest-running and meanest open mic night at the Squire Lounge. This is Greg Baumhauer talking about his troubled youth.
Well, I had a pretty colorful upbringing. I was kicked out of school when I was about 15 years old, 15, 16 years old, and I became a vagabond, or like a teenage runaway, I guess. And I was in Florida. I was in Jacksonville, Florida. And I had to leave abruptly because I somehow got in the middle of a punk rocker raver gang battle, which only could happen in Florida. So I'm out hitchhiking, and I found out earlier in the week that my father had just gotten into a motorcycle accident and he'd become disabled. So I figured I was going to go see my old man and take care of him. So I'm out there and I'm hitchhiking one day, and I'm out there for a while, and it's, like, so hot. It's August. It's, like, 90 degrees. I'm in, like, 8 layers because I'm homeless, and that's just what we do. And
where was your dad?
My father lived. He lived right above Tampa. So I hitchhiked down to Orlando, which wasn't that bad. So I'm in Orlando, and it's taking forever and forever and forever. And then I'm getting to the point where I'm like, I don't care if someone picks me up and murders me, as long as I get off this fucking on-ramp. And finally, a car pulls over. And I get up to the car, and when you're hitchhiking, there's usually three types of people who pick you up. They're good Samaritans. They could either be like Christians who want to give you a pamphlet, hippies who want to get you high, or like creepos who want to fuck you, or there's occasionally somebody who could possibly hurt you if you let yourself get in that situation. So I go up, it's a nice car, so I'm thinking he's probably just a good Samaritan. I get in, it's this Indian guy, and as soon as I sit down, I can just sense it. It's like, this guy wants to fuck me. But he's a small dude, I got a shank on me, I'm not that afraid of him. But what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to get a ride, I'm going to try to stick with it as long as I can. I'm going to try to just kind of keep just sort of putting this guy off as long as I can until I get to my destination. So we're going, and about 30, 40 minutes into the conversation, as expected, it turns to sex. So, do you have a girlfriend? No. Have you ever been with a man? Have you ever thought about it? No. And then, after a little while, he propositions me. He said, he'll give me $20 to jerk me off. And now, like, I'm not going to do it, obviously. But I'm thinking, like, you know, all right, I'm just going to pretend, like, I'm just going to haggle with this guy. And that way, I can draw out this ride, and I can get all the way to my dad's house. So, you know, I was like, oh, let me think about it. And, you know, after about 5-10 minutes, I'm like, you know what, man, thank you for the offer. You know, I could use the money, but I got to pass. I'm not gay, and that just would be costing some boundaries for me. All right. A couple minutes later, $30. Once again, I'm not going to do it, but I'm thinking, all right, I'm acting like I'm really contemplating it. No, I just can't, man. I'm not gay. I'm just not into that. $40. No. $50. And then I'm thinking to myself, man, I haven't had $50 in a long time. $60. I slept underneath a bush last night, running away from ravers. $70. Holy shit, this is about to fucking happen. I am totally gonna fucking do this. This is so gonna fucking happen. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing it. $80. All right, fuck it. You know what? I need the money, whatever. He's just jerking me off. And it's not like anyone's ever going to know. It's not like I'm going to tell this story into a microphone for thousands of people to hear. So I'm like, all right, $80. So he pulls out my dick and he starts jerking me off. And I come, like, right away, like 10, 15 seconds. It was so shitty. It was so, like, that's shitty enough when you're, like, with a hot girl, let alone some dude you've been trying to, like, convince you're not gay for the last hour, you know? And he even was like, oh, you're not gay, huh? And I was like, no, I'm not. He's like, oh, why'd you come so fast? It's like, to get it over with. He's like, So then he wipes off his dashboard, and then he goes to the ATM, and he drops me, and then he gives me the money, and then he drops me off, and then just, like, speeds away like I'm some cheap fucking whore. So then I call my dad, and luckily I'm there. And I'm like, all right, hey, Dad, where are you at? I just got to town. Tell me where you are. I hop in a cab and I'll get there. He's like, oh, no, no, I'll come get you. I'll come pick you up. And I'm like, what? I thought he was disabled. So he comes and he picks me up in this brand new truck. And I get in. I was like, what happened? I thought you were disabled and now down and out. He's like, oh, no, I got this huge settlement from the accident. He's like, need some money? Here's $100. I was just thinking to myself, oh, my God, if he only knew what I just did for $20 less than that.
That was Greg Baumhauer. Your next storyteller is a favorite on the Narrator Show. I collaborate on my monthly show, The Grawlocks, with this guy. He's just an amazing comedian, probably one of the best comedians I've ever known. This is Ben Roy. Ben Roy.
A little while back, a buddy of mine got married, and he had his wedding in Connecticut, which is where it seems like everybody wants to have their crappy wedding and start their divorce. And so we ended up going to, my wife couldn't go, so I was by myself, and I was part of the wedding party, so he flew us out, myself and the other members of it, and put us up in one of these cheap, like, Motel 6s. Because, I mean, he's not a person that had a lot of money or anything. And he was one of my best friends. So I'm like, I'll go. You know, I want to be a part of this. But like anybody who's ever stayed at these motels, any single men, you know, and at the time I was in my mid to late 20s. You quickly learn that there's no pornography. There is nothing on these. I can't do any kind of pay-per-view or anything for porn. So I was every night maniacally frustrated, like sexually. I stayed up so late just flipping through the channels for anything. Like, what happened to that, like, MTV, like, beach show where it was just, like, people in bikinis? Like, why did they stop doing that? And, like, why, like looking, they're, when you get into New England, a lot of times there's the French channels as you get closer to the rim of Canada. And so I was always looking, I sat through, like, 4 hours of French television because they do show nudity. I could never find anything. I end up like one night, like, masturbating. I'm not joking, to, like, just really awkward stuff that's not sexual in nature. Just they may have been wearing somewhat suggestive outfits, like soap operas and the Golden Girls one episode and things like that. So, but anyway,
which Golden Girl?
Well, it's always Blanche. Yeah. It was always Blanche because Blanche just had an air about her. You know what I mean? But so one night I come back. We had been drinking. I was drinking at the time, and I was partying. And when I got back, they dropped me off at the hotel room real late after last call, probably 2:30 or something. And I get to the room, and I'm feeling especially lonely. Whatever. So I sit down on the bed, and I start to begin my ritual of Rolodexing through the cable channels. But the minute I sit down and I grab the remote and I've still got my jacket on, I hear the holy grail, I think, of all things through the wall, which is that the couple in the room next door to us, like next door to my room, is going at it, like, really hard. Like, you can hear them, like, that muffled, like, and then I'd hear audible, like, slaps, but muffled through the wall, and just, it was awesome. And I was like, and I sat there for a good 2 or 3 minutes, just, like, soaking it all in. And so then I'm like, well, this is just as good as anything else. So I, drunk, take my pants off, but I leave my shoes on. I'm in such a hurry. I tried to leave them just around my ankles, but I can't widen my legs out, so I just pull them off over my shoes. And now I'm sitting at the end of the bed with my legs like spread way out, right? Like, I guess for better sexual reception or something, so I could pick up more vibrations.
A dish.
Right. It's a dish. So I then start, like, because it's been so long and I'm the most, you know, turned on I've been in a while, I start with these real, like, slow honeymoon type jerks where I just top to bottom. But I can't do that for very long. So I just start going to town. And I realize that this isn't enough. Like, as it is with pornography, you need, like, just, you get into it and you're like, well, I need more, you know, and you find yourself surfing a lot. So I decide that I'm going to stand up on the bed, and that if I put my ear to the wall, I can hear real well, like hear clearly then. It's no longer muffled. You can actually make out what they're saying to each other, which is important, right? So I climb up on the bed. I'm standing with my shoes on my pillow, and I've got my one foot elevated up. Like I said, I like my legs spread out wide up onto the headboard, and I'm leaning very awkwardly with my ear against the wall, just jerking off, listening to this. It takes me about, I would say, about 45 to 50 seconds of listening to this. Actually, a pretty long amount of time if you really count it out, to realize that these two are not having sex, that this guy is beating the shit out of this woman in the room next to me. They are engaged in a really heated argument, and he is throwing her around and she's slapping him, and it's like they're just beating the shit out of each other. And I want people to know that I'm not condoning domestic violence. I'm masturbating to it. And those are two totally different things, right? I mean, we masturbate to shit we don't condone all the time. But this has kind of crossed the line, because I'm thinking to myself, well, if I stop, then I'm left, like, I can't go out like this. I've got to dance at a wedding the next day. The wedding was next day, and you have like those polyester pants and like requisite couples dancing, and I'm just bound to be really aggro. But then if I don't stop and I keep going during it, then my grandmother was right and someone's really gonna get hurt with my masturbation. But I mean, like, I really run the risk of this guy doing like real damage to this person. So I decide that I'm standing there, and that I bet that I can pick up the phone, hit zero, and keep going to this. And it always takes like 5 or 6 rings after a certain time, like late at night, for that person, because they're like sleeping in that shitty back office, you know. You get like that diesel college dropout that's like working third shift so he doesn't have to do anything with his life. And so I'm like, well, he's not going to answer right away, or I don't remember who was at the desk. But I just decide that I'm going to go really hard, pick up the phone. I put it to my ear, press zero with my free hand, and just start going. And I don't know why I was thinking this. And this person must have been standing right now. They picked up right away, and I'm coming as they pick up. So now they're just getting heavy breathing in the phone as I'm coming, and I'm like, I've got to say something. And I don't know if you've ever tried to stop the process, like somebody's walking in on you right as you're ejaculating or anything, like right as you're coming, and tried to, your body takes over from that point. So now I've got my hands off my dick. And it's just going, and I'm going like, there's trouble in room 305. And I just hung it up. And when I like laid down on the bed, and I don't know if you've ever, when you come there, it's almost, I think semen is just fantasy and it's condensed down to a liquid form, and when you come, you're just tossing fantasy from your body, right? Because immediately the minute you get off, you're thrust into the full weight of the situation that you're in. And I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, what did I just do, right? You think weird things. Like, I remember thinking, like, and I'm not joking, I actually thought this, and I hope that Truman Show shit isn't real. You know what I mean? Like if this place is bugged and there's like a permanent viewership, like a whole like I'm pretty sure we lost some sponsors. Like Subaru is not going to stick around throughout this. You know what I mean? So I hear the cops come into the room next door, and I've got my ear pressed to the wall, and I'm trying to clean up, and they ended up sending the cops over to my room. After they dealt with it, they took the guy out. They must have just separated them, and then the cops came over to my room. But I guess the front person, the front desk person, told him I was the one that called, and when they came over to tell me, because they said that the front desk person told them that I sounded distraught on the phone. They wanted to make sure I was okay. And I left that trip, and I couldn't look my wife in the eye after that one. It was just like you got to go everywhere with me now, because I'm liable to mess some shit up. So,
your final storyteller is Sean Patton, who was visiting Denver performing at the Comedy Works Comedy Club, and I was lucky enough to sit down with him along with my comedian pal Jim Hickox. And Sean was nice enough to tell us this story. Sean is an awesome comedian. I met him in New York City, but now he tours all over the country. And if you get a chance to see him, you should, because he is hilarious. And he shared this hilarious true story with us, so I hope you enjoy it.
I lost my virginity at the age of 19. Which is very, I feel, is a proper age, right? I was out of high school, and she was still in high school. I was 19, she was a senior, she was 18. The funny side here is my younger brother, who is 14 years younger than me, like a couple years ago, he was 16, I was 30. We were hanging out for like really one of the first times as people, because he's so much younger than me. He's 16 and he's like a little more, you know, he's not an adult, but he's 16. And I had to ask him, like, are you a virgin, dude? He's like, no. I was like, oh, really? Already? And he's like, wait, when did you lose your virginity? And I said, 19. And he seriously goes, really? I was like, what the fuck do you mean, really? How old were you? And he's like, 14. I was like, 14? The fuck, dude? Like, I was, like, at 14, I wouldn't have lost my virginity even if I could have. You know what I mean? I was just too... But 19 years old, it was the girl that she was having a party, right, at her place, and I was there, and drunk, and we get back to the bedroom, and she's like, I want to do it, and I was like, yeah, you should, you're 18, and I'm 19, and we've been dating for 4 months or something, it's stupid, but, so, whatever, we do it, and it's like, she was a virgin, and I was a virgin, and it was two virgins having sex for the first time, just like two, it was just gross, like two like sea lions, just like flies, so much, just like, is this how it works? I guess it feels nice, you know. And yeah, we should do it like this. I do remember, maybe this is unnecessary, but we attempted it initially missionary position, and just couldn't, it just didn't work. Like, it just, I don't want to go into detail really, but I will anyway. You know, it was just like, it was, there was a tightness to it, or there was just a lack of or an abundance of thrust from my end. Like, it just wasn't like syncing up properly, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a technical guy, but I know like sometimes you have to plug a thing into another thing and there has to be sinkage like that. But what was funny was when, so we tried it, you know, doggy style, and it worked. It fit and it went in and it was smooth going. So A, I lost my virginity in the doggy style position ultimately, which says a lot about me now as a human being, I think. But, all right, so the sex is done. We fall asleep, wake up, spooning, you know what I mean? Like a couple does, just like spooning. And I had hosed her the fuck down. I had peed the bed. I had unleashed 11 or so natural lights that I had chugged the night before all over the place. I mean, I peed the bed. It was bad news. And And it wasn't that I had peed the bed. It was that I had peed the bed basically using her. Like, I was the hose and she was the faucet. Because it just all... It was like... Because she... All she was wearing was just a t-shirt. No panties or underwear. You know, we had sex. She put a t-shirt on. I didn't put anything. No, I put my underwear back on. But I peed and her shirt was just so... She's out cold, though. She is out fucking cold. And I'm like... Oh my god. And I know it's a matter of time before she wakes up, and this is the worst thing in the world, you know, like, just lost my virginity last night. Oh, doesn't matter, because I posed you down. Like, in a way, I would, like, there's a lot of girls out there who do the whole, like, they're like those reborn Christians who are like, they've had sex, but they're like, no, I renounced that sexual experience, now I'm a virgin again, you know, those people. In that situation, I'd be like, no, you're right, I will give you your virginity back. Because I peed all over you. She's out cold, my little urine-soaked angel. And I fucking panic. And I remember the first thing I did was, like, went into the bathroom, took my underwear off, and flushed them down the toilet. You know, because they were just standard boxers. Just bam, they went down. Yes! I put my jeans quietly, like, snuck out. And I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck. I'm like, I don't know what to do, but there's something out here that could be done. And it's just the, you know, the leftovers of a standard teenage high school party, just shit everywhere, people passed out. But my friend Mike, who, good friend of mine, I see him, he's out in the backyard smoking cigarettes. I'm like, fucking Mike's still here? And it's like 9 a.m. I'm like, Mike's still here? And then as soon as I open the door, I'm like, hey! And as soon as he looks at me, I remember, oh yeah, he took an 8-strip of acid last night. That's right, he showed up to the party with 8 hits, an 8-strip of acid, tried to get people to take them, no one wanted to, he said, you're all a bunch of fucking cowards, and just took it himself. That's right. So as soon as I look at him, he's just like, the look of a man who's probably been alone, it's 9 a.m., he's probably, you know, been alone for a good 4 or 5 hours, just tripping his fucking butt dick off, you know, just... out of his mind. So technically he wasn't alone. The things that he's had, the creatures and the darkness that he brought out of him just to hang out with him. Just be like, hang out with me, man. Have a cigarette, you demon of mine. So he's just like, hey, and he's got so many tripping things to point out. You know what I mean? Just like, so many, like, look at the gutter. You guys have gutters here? You know what I mean? He's like, I mean, how do you, like, this is just, look, why, water goes through it. He's like explaining. He's like, no, because the rain, and it comes down the roof, and it collects there, and it comes down. I'm like, I know how a fucking gutter works. How bad of a fucking peak did you have? Did you forget how everything works, and now you're just remembering? And that's basically what happened. He was just excited. That, look, okay, a chair. Wait, a table. Like, you put it. No, you know, but you know. Like, but you never think about it. You put things shit on it. I'm like, Mike, listen to me. I have to really, like, light a cigarette with him. I'm like, listen to me. This is what happened. I fucking pissed all over. I fucked Rachel last night, first of all. You know, that's her name. I didn't want to say her name, but I did. And he's just like, yes! And he's like, oh, yeah! But I could tell he kind of doesn't understand. He's kind of like, fuck, that means sex, or does that mean eat? Like, you know, because his brain's just been warped. You know, he's like, I could tell he was kind of confused, but knew ultimately what it meant. He's like, all right. And I was like, look, I pissed all over her. I pissed, like, all over the bed. And he's just kind of like, blank face. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? What the fuck am I going to do? Like, what the fuck? Like, what? And I'm just, like, freaking out. And he just slaps the shit out of me. Like, I don't see it. Comes, whack! And I'm like, oh, the fuck? And he's like, it's fine. You're you. And that's all I needed to know, that you're you. Okay, we got this. And I'm just like, really? You were tripping that hard? That you assumed I could have been a figment? Wow, I'm impressed. And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that where the only friend you have to enlist the help of is a guy on fucking 8 hits of Purple Felix. But it's pretty fucking funny because his immediate plan was, we turn on all the in the tub and in the kitchen, and we turn on all the faucets, and it just flood the place. And it just flood it. And it should be like, just flood it. I'm like, that's just, what? Like, no, you can't flood. We're not going to flood her house. And like, oh, that's why your bed's wet, because the house flooded. It was just like, ah, and there was nothing. But here's the thing. He starts, like, it becomes apparent, like, oh, he's tripping, like, real. Like, he's tripping pretty fucking hard. And I'm like, oh, God. And I start thinking. I'm like, all right, wait, fuck, I gotta, okay, he's tripping real hard. All right, milk, 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 milk. That's what I've, you know, they've always told us to drink if you're drinking 2 hours. Chug milk because it's a base and it brings you down. And as soon as I open the fucking fridge, and there it is, just a beautiful half gallon unopened milk, and like, whole milk. And right then and there, I had a vision that I cannot explain, but I will, because it defines the rest of my actions. I grab the half gallon of milk, I pour him a glass, I'm like, drink this right now. He does, and he hates it. He's like, this is disgusting. I'm like, it's milk. You're just, so your taste buds are fucked. You love that it's milk. Like, no, it's terrible. But he drinks the whole thing. I have the gallon of milk. There's a pitcher sitting there, like a standard bar pitcher, and I remember it because the night before we were mixing like Long Island iced teas, but it was stupid because we didn't have gin, so we're using Natty Light, which is so we're mixing Long Island teas with vodka, rum, and Natty Light, and the sweet. It was just stupid, but it was empty, and I was like, "This is gonna work." I pour the rest of the milk, fill up the pitcher. I'm like, "Come with me." We like sneak back into her bedroom, and she's still out fucking cold. Just same position. I'm like, all right, listen to me. Push me on the bed. Just push me on the bed. And he's like, I'm not going to push you on the bed. Why do you want me to, like, push me on the bed? And to my surprise, he's whispering with me. And that's when I noticed that he was simply just mimicking my voice. So I was like, push me on the bed. He's like, why do I push you on the bed? I'm like, shh. He's like, okay. Like, he's mimicking. I'm like, Jesus, he's out of his fucking mind. I'm like, just push. Just, I need this, like, you know, just, and I tap him just a little bit on his shoulder, and he reacts as if I just fucking roundhouse, like, headbutted him in his shoulder, like, flies into the closet, like, it poof, makes a big sound. I'm like, oh! I fall. If you can't see this right now, but I'm making quotations. I fall onto the bed, and here's the rest of the quotations, and spill the milk, just boosh, just boom, perfect hit all over her. She boom, pitcher of milk. That, and as soon as it happens, Mike goes, ah! Like, screams, because it's, I guess, you know, I mean, I've never seen what milk hitting a human being looks like to a man tripping his balls off, but apparently it's terrifying. And that wakes her up, and she's like, what the fuck? And stroke of genius. Mike, why did you push me on the bed, man? I was trying to drink the milk, man. I was really thirsty. Had a whole pitcher of milk, you pushed me. Why did you push me on the bed while I'm just standing here trying to drink a pitcher of milk? You fucking asshole. And she like gets up, she's like, oh my God, what the fuck? Mike, get the fuck out. She like kicks him out. She starts punching like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm sorry. And she's like, ah, God, what? I can, and she goes, I can just smell it. And I'm like, smell what? She's like, milk. Ah, fucking whole milk. Ugh. I was like, this is gross. And she, like, changes. She's like, ah, all this milk. This milk all over this shirt. And then she's like, oh, there's milk. There's milk all over my bed. And every time she says milk, I think piss. Because I know what's really there. She's like, milk. I'm like, piss. Like, it's covered in milk, piss. It's, I can smell the milk, piss. Like, I'm like, and she's like, ah, fucking milk. And then like, she strips her bed down. She, like, goes and, like, put, you know, to give herself a bird bath, which is a phrase she coined that I think is very cute. A bird bath, where you just, like, wipe yourself, you know. She bird bath, puts on some shorts, and says, come on, fuck. Like, strips her bed, takes my, like, she's like, why is there any milk on you? And I'm like, it's the way I fell, I guess. She takes her clothes. She throws everything in the washing machine. She comes back. This was 1998. Like, I don't think there was no Febreze. Yeah, so she just had like a thing of Lysol and just like sprays down. It's like, God, I can like milk and Lysol, like the together they stink so bad. And I'm like, piss and Lysol. I mean, there is milk there, but you know, that's clearly there's piss, but you don't smell it. And she just fucking sprays the thing and she's like, oh God, this is never, fuck, help me. And I help her flip her mattress over and it hadn't soaked through. And she's like, okay, fuck. And she puts on new sheets and then she's just real like, are you gonna help me clean up the party? And I'm like, yeah, I am, totally. And I like do it like extra good because I'm like, penance right now. I'm paying some serious penance for all that milk piss. All that milk piss I spilled. And the whole time she's just fucking like being real weird. And then she's like, I don't know, my parents are coming home like later. You should probably go. And I was like, yeah, I should. I should go. I should leave. And I left. And like, I'm just like, oh my God. And like the whole time I'm like, any moment now, she's going to. Something has to go, milk? Wait a second. What was he trying to cover up? Why would he be drinking a pitcher of milk? And this is where it gets interesting. She calls me like 2 days later and she's like, look, like, that was really fun and it was really special to me, like, you know, and I'm really glad I had that experience with you, but I just think, like, you've changed, like, because I'd been out of high school for, like, 6 months just kind of dicking around doing community college, but not really. And so she, you know, I didn't, there were, like, gaps would go by where I wouldn't see her. So she'd be like, I just think you've really changed. And I don't know, like, I feel like maybe we just don't fit. We just don't fit anymore. And, like, I don't know. Like, I think we should just stop while we're ahead, you know. We had a good time and, or quit while we're ahead. And the whole time, I like this girl, but the whole time I'm like, she didn't figure out it was piss. Like, that's what's going through my head. I'm so relieved that she didn't figure out that I pissed the bed and spilled milk on it to cover it up. That I didn't, I don't care that she's breaking up with me. I'm like, and like, I'm, but then like that part of me has to like, I'm like, wait, but you, okay, you gotta fight this a little bit. You don't want to get, you know, like, okay, bye, see ya. You know, like I had to be like, wait, why? But why? And she finally, I'll never, she's like, look, I just, weird now, Sean. I was like, what? What's, why? What's so weird? It's like, I mean, first of all, what are you doing drinking like a pitcher of milk? Like, you know what that says to me? Like, it says to me you're a fucking weirdo. Like, I don't know who does that. Like, who drinks pitchers of milk standing there above the bed that their girlfriend's sleeping in, just drinking milk? And then Mike comes in. Like, what the fuck? Why are you drinking? I don't like it. I just don't like it. And that, you know, that's a red flag to me. And I'm just sitting there like, the whole time she's, again, the whole, every time she said milk, I'm like, piss, piss. She never figured I was pissed. Never again. And before she hangs up the phone, she says, look, okay, you know what? You want to fucking know for real? You fucking blew it. Remember that. And she hangs up. In my head, I'm like, did I blow it? Because I think I got away with it. I think I got away with it. And I fucking did. Because I saw her, I, you know, from the same time. I would see her from time to time, like, being, everyone being back in Slidell for Christmas or whatever, is bumping to her at like bars or parties or back in New Orleans, like, hey, and hey, and hugs, and you know, I was the guy she lost her virginity to, and also her getting her golden shower virginity. She didn't know about that one, and I got away with it scot-free.
That does it for the Narrator's Minicast. We'll see you in 2 weeks for the regular Narrator's Podcast. The theme in November is food. So we'll see you then.